Welcome back to Busting Addiction and Its Myths, brought to you by Safe House Rehab Thailand, which now has a spectacular new beach location near Hua Hin, Thailand. Our goal, from beginning to end, is to give you and your loved one the very best chance of a complete recovery. And to that end, you can't imagine a more serene yet astonishing setting than our location near the beach in Dolphin Bay, with the sea a short walk in front of us, and the awesome Samroyut National Park mountains behind our facility, we offer the most peaceful sanctuary one could possibly imagine to begin the journey of complete recovery. What we do for love. Love has this wonderful ripple effect, emanating its warmth and power from you to your family and well beyond, and it seems miraculous in its infinite ability to heal. Think for a moment about unconditional love, loving someone regardless of what they look like or what they do for a living, how much money they have, or whether or not they're doing what you want or expect them to do. This kind of total love, the unconditional kind, is put to a severe test when it comes to loving someone who is a substance abuser. When you think about it, it's almost impossible to invoke unconditional love when the abuser abuses not only drugs, but also causes needless pain and worry for the entire family. They, not the addict, bear the consequences of that. There's no use in trying to leverage love as in, if you love me, you wouldn't be doing this. Addiction cares only to feed itself. Love has no influence over it. We often tell parents of addicts that even though their actions were often based on love, even though they thought they were doing the right things, their actions were well-intended, but they were misguided. They were acting on the illusion that they had some control over the trajectory of their loved one's disease, while also not recognizing that protecting their loved one from the worst consequences was simply feeding the addiction. It was the highest form of enabling. Feeding the addiction by providing shelter, food, money, and the freedom to come and go with zero consequences. Another idea that's absurd is the belief that an addict has to hit bottom before he will surrender and accept help. That suggests that we stand by as the addiction destroys everything worthwhile. What if the bottom is death by overdose? The whole point of a bottom is that it defines the moment when the addict is ready to accept help. That's all it is. So the real point is, what will make him or her ready? Stop enabling and stop feeding the addiction. Organize a path towards some kind of intervention. Give him love, but give him consequences. Accept our loving help, or here's what we will do, not do anymore, and stick to it. Be ready to act on his or her getting treatment. Set it up in advance. What also seems anathema to loving parents is the idea that they too are sick because of the presence of the invisible predator in the family. Addiction sucks out all the oxygen and sound decision-making from the family. The family itself starts to do things that seem illogical. They lie to cover up. They minimize the problem. They deny there is a problem. Their deep sense of shame causes the family to withdraw from social life or share the truth with anyone close to them. Ultimately, addiction becomes like a freight train that rips through the home, smashing to pieces anything worthwhile. It is so hard to convince family members that they need help themselves. Their best hope for sanity for themselves is therapy with a counselor trained in addiction and/or a recovery program for family members of alcoholics called Al-Anon, or for families of narcotics drug addicts called Nar-Anon. Becoming a member of either one and getting to know people in the same boat is often greatly relieving. It's a revelation to be able to say, I am not alone in this struggle. It is also a way for them to start thinking straight, lifting the oppression the addiction has imposed upon them without their knowledge or permission. Who in their right mind would allow that? That is why addiction and/or alcoholism is rightly known as cunning, baffling, and powerful. This podcast is sponsored by Safe House Rehab Thailand, with a new beach location near Hua Hin, offering the best chance of a complete recovery, because families today are facing new challenges and deserve a better way forward. All in the warm embrace of our staff and our welcoming environment, unsurpassed anywhere in Thailand.